The National Weather Service field office in Melbourne never sleeps. Meteorologists are on deck 24/7 to monitor any and all weather systems that may affect Central Florida. During hurricane season, they're on the front line. Intersection's Brendan Byrne visited the office to find out just how scientists predict storms.
Tucked away in the back of a residential neighborhood is the National Weather Service's Melbourne field office. It's a nondescript concrete building with tall, thin-tinted windows, and the only thing that gives it away as something more than an office building is a towering radar dome that sits a few yards away from the office. Inside is Arlena Moses. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service and handles the Tropical Storm Division. This field office is one of the first, established in 1990 as a way to monitor local weather and the local impact storm systems will have on East Central Florida.
So this is our operations floor. Here you can see there's six workstations that we have where each of the forecasters sits. We always have at least two forecasters.
Moses walks over to one of those stations. There are eight computer screens, each with data constantly streaming in. Wind speeds, radar, satellite imagery, communication with offices in Miami and Tampa. And meteorologists use all this data to determine what areas are most at risk for flooding or wind damage when a storm comes in. But with all this data, how do forecasters, well, actually forecast storms?
The atmosphere is essentially like water. It's a fluid. And the equations that are describing how that fluid is moving and then taking that out into the future.
Essentially, the sky is like a big ocean above our heads. And forecasters apply fluid dynamics to predict future storms.
Think of the same way we look at waves in the ocean or in your sink or in your bathtub. It's the same way the atmosphere is. We're looking at various waves moving across and how all those little ripples affect other aspects of the weather.
When it comes to forecasting hurricanes, meteorologists pay particularly close attention to the eastern Pacific. Called the El Niño Southern Oscillation, or ENSO, the temperatures of these waters off the western coast of South America have an impact on the tropical hurricane season off the Atlantic coast. When the waters are warm, we're in the El Niño phase, which for the Atlantic coast means
a suppressed season because of additional wind shear in the atmosphere. And what essentially that means is all those tropical waves that we see coming off the African coast in the summer, rather than having the chance to grow, they're being ripped apart.
So does a slow season outlook mean forecasters get to kick their feet back and relax this summer?
Oh, absolutely not. The one interesting analog year that's come up many times in conversations this year is 1992. For anybody who's been a long-term resident of Florida, of course, 1992 was Andrew.
Andrew was one of only three Category 5 hurricanes to make landfall in recorded history, and that was predicted to be a slow season. For Intersection, I'm Brendan Byrne.